Blog Talk Radio. Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to the Compassion and Light Healing and Guidance Show. I'm your host, Catherine Hahn, and today I'm coming to you from a little bit cloudy but still beautiful day in Grafton, Wisconsin. So before we start, I'd like to remind everyone that we are a call-in show. So if you can, if you'd like to chat about today's topic, or would like a reading or some guidance, please feel free to call 714-816-4628 and be sure to press 1 on your keypad. Also, you can join us on our chat room at psychictalk.net/live, and it's under the player. All right, so let's start with the energy of the week this week. And Archangel Uriel is joining us today, and she's reminding us that we are magnificent and that we have so much to offer. And, you know, she wants us to really understand what it is that we want in our lives, especially as we enter 2019. So what it is that we are to do this week is to focus on what we desire and what our passions are. And with that, to take small steps, you know, she wants us to take some action. So, you know, after you dream, after you really imagine what it is that you want using your senses. You know, what it could be, a vision board that you have that you put up, you know, pictures of what you desire for 2019 in your life. And then really asking the angels about how it is that you can take these next steps to be able to reach your goals. And they're always there for you. So don't be afraid to ask. And then also journal about all those different things that come into your mind that they bring to you. Because those are your steps. And you can always ask for more guidance, more clarity as we go along. And you know, being sure that you do get those things down, because you'll want to look back and see how far you've. As we're talking about this, what comes to mind is also that this week we have a full moon, or actually not a full moon, a new moon on the 6th and 7th. And that is telling us that it is time for us to go with the flow. So, you know, when it comes to our desires and our passions, it should come pretty freely, as well as without any resistance. And, you know, if it's something that you love, it's going to come pretty, it's going to flow pretty freely. So, really, you know, think about those things that you really love to do in your life, and, you know, go from there. You know, really think about what it is that you desire, what it is that you want in your life, whether it's to travel or it's to help people in a certain way, volunteering. You know, there's so many different things that we desire, but so many times because of our daily life, we forget to really dream and imagine and really think about those things that we want in our life. So it's time to do that, especially as we start to wind down this year of 2018. Also, we are now in December, so the energy of the month, Archangel Shamuel is coming forward for us, and he is showing me that it's time for us to really love ourselves. And in loving ourselves, he wants us to look back on to this year. So from January up to now, look back on how much you've grown this year, how much you've grown spiritually, how much you've grown emotionally, the things that you've gone through from the beginning of the year to right now. So, you know, really just look back to what it is that, you know, how you started out this this year, and then really just, and, you know, if you've been journaling, you know, like I have been mentioning, you know, look back on those past journals, that past entries that you have, and really see how it compares to where you are at now. So, you know, and then really thinking about how it is that what you desired from this year to now has made you the person that you are today. So, you know, that is what Archangel Shamuel wants us to focus on. All right. So I believe that we have a few callers. So I think we're going to take a few those callers and then move on to our topic for today. So, caller, what is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. My name is Lynn, and I'm calling from California. And I wanted to get a reading what the angels would have to say as, you know, we're coming to the close of this year. Good things coming in for me, anything I should know or anything, you know, of that nature.
So I do feel Archangel Raphael coming through for you. And yes, and he's reminding me, or he's telling me that then it has, he wants you to really focus on, you know, we were just talking about things that we desire and we love. And yeah, he wants you to really focus on those things, you know, from this moment until the end of the year, to really focus on what your passions are, because that's going to be part of your purpose. So, you know, and right now I do feel a lot of things within the heart, and that's probably why also Archangel Raphael is coming forward as well. And he's showing me that there are some things within the heart that does need to be cleared, some healing that needs to be done. So what he wants me to tell you is to journal on it and also call on him, because
yes,
he'll be with
I
you.
I do. I do, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so and, that's so funny, I thought, yeah.
And so, yeah, so, you know, he wants you to journal, and he's going to be showing you those things that need to be healed, And then also really loving yourself. And once you really love yourself, you'll get a lot of your intuition kicking in, and energy coming in so that you know exactly what you need to do when it comes to your next steps, when it comes to what you really want to do for 2019. Keep calling on him. He's there. Those things, when you first call on him, those things that pop into your mind, come into your intuition, those gut feelings that you get, those are things that you want to trust. Write all of them down, and then he's going to help you with your next steps when it comes to those ideas that come into your mind, those thoughts. And then also you're going to be, as you move forward in December, and as you ask him, he's going to bring up things that you need to let go of. Those thoughts and those limiting beliefs. So you want to journal on those. And at the full moon, or even before too, once you journal out all of those fears and limiting beliefs, you want to tear the piece of paper out, tear it up. And actually, we're going to be talking about Archangel Ezekiel, and he helps us to transmute all of the fears and doubts and limiting beliefs into divine love and light. We're going to be meeting with him today. So, hang on and keep listening.
Okay.
But I hope that helps.
Yes. Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. Blessings. Thank you.
Well, have a great one.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. So let's go to our next caller. A caller, what is your name and where are you calling from? Hello? Hello? Hi. Hello?
Okay. Thank you very much.
Hello? All right. So let's go on to our next caller, if we can. What is this? Caller, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Sarah.
Hi, Sarah, and where are you calling from?
I'm in the southwest area of the United States.
Oh, yes, hi. How can I help you?
Yes, I just wanted to tune in because I heard that you're going to be talking about Azrael, and I wanted to find out if Archangel Azrael, if that's the hooded angel, or am I mistaken?
So when it comes to Archangel Azrael, and as well as other angels, they're going to come to you in a way that resonates with you. It's not always going to be the same for everyone when they come through. And so when it comes to Archangel Azrael, he is an angel of peace and comfort. We'll be talking more about that. Is it that you've seen Archangel Azrael as a hooded angel?
Well, there's a guide, or I really don't know what it is, but it helps me out a lot, and I've seen it many times. No face, but he's like hooded. It looks like a monk, but I definitely feel like a male energy with this this being. And I've been told other times that there's an angel of death who's hooded that resembles the same thing. But this is definitely like a very helpful entity. And so I just wanted to see if you had any messages about that for me.
Yes, actually, I can see what you're talking about. Yes, this is actually in a guide for you, not an angel, but actually your guide. And so what you want to do is, what I'm hearing is an earth guide for you. So what you want to do is when you tune in, when you meditate, you know, ask for this guide, and then ask them to show you or tell you what it is that they want you to know. You can talk to them just like we're talking.
Yeah.
So you know, don't be afraid to ask. Also, have them help you to sense their energy. You know, if you're seeing him often, that's great. You know, that means that you are clairvoyant. So, you know, tune in and ask. And they're going to be, he's going to be there to guide you and help you with your next steps and help you with the things that you really need. Don't be afraid to ask the things that you want to know with this guide.
Yeah, you know, it always comes around like in a hooded cloak, nothing else. I've seen it in a dark brown cloak and a black cloak. I don't know why they come in that area, you know, in that way.
It could have been a monk,
I don't know.
It could be also, you know, when guides and angels come to us, they come to us in a way that we can recognize them. So, you know, for everyone, it's going to be different. You know, whether it's, you know, it could be a movie that you saw and, you know, you may see a guide that looks similar to that or a person that you know. So, just know that, you know, they're there for you. And, you know, I sense that you're going to be meeting other guides as well. So just be open and also jot down on your journal all the details that you see about your guide, because that can also change, too, as you go on your journey. And then you can also ask for clarity. You know, ask them to show you more about this person. So those are just some things that you can do to connect with your guide.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you.
Well, thank you for calling, and I hope you have a wonderful week.
And you also. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. So before we take any more callers, we're going to move on to the topic for today. And Zadkiel is stepping forward right now. And he is an angel that comes with a violet flame. So Archangel Zadkiel, if you have seen him, if you've felt his energy before, you may notice that he comes in a pink and violet color energy. And this violet flame that he holds or he has with him is maybe the thing that you see when you connect with Archangel Zadkiel. When it comes to Archangel Zadkiel, he is an angel that helps you transmute negative energy as well as negative thoughts and fears and doubts and other limiting beliefs that you have. And with this violet flame, He takes all those energies and transmutes them into love and light, divine love and light, and also positivity. So positive energy, positive thoughts. He's there to help you understand that you are more than what you believe. You are more than what you may think. You may have these doubts and issues with self-esteem or confidence, but he's there to let you know that you are of divine love and light. So we're going to connect with him soon. And today, he wants you to know that he's there to help you to really understand that, yes, you have been through a lot when it comes to being this human experience that we have. But he wants you to know that, you know, that's not who you are, who you truly are. So, you know, he wants you to connect with him to understand so that he can take away all of those limiting beliefs and shed away all of those layers that no longer serve us, and to know that we are of divine love and light, and that we are here to impact the world and shine our light and share our truth. So when you have those limiting beliefs come up, call on him and have him help you transmute all of those limiting beliefs and negativity into love and light, and really feel into that energy when you do call on him. Now, when it comes to Archangel Azrael, she comes to us in a silver and yellow energy. And she is an angel that comes to us when we need comfort and when we need peace. So if you've been through a loss, or if you've been going through some tough times, you can call on her and really know that she's there. She's always there. Just, you know, when you connect with her, you know, you want to sit there and take a few deep breaths, and you'll start to feel that warm embrace that she brings to us. Now, when we connect with her, and we will shortly, she comes in with this very gentle energy, but it's very powerful. I love connecting with her because she, you know, gives you that loving feeling, knowing that she's there. And also, she brings that peace within the chaos that may be going on in your life. So, you know, whenever you are going through something, if you're, you're having some troubles with family, or some challenges when it comes to your business or work, always be sure to call on her and she'll be there. And when it comes to the message that she's sending us today, then she wants us to know that she's always there. You know, when we are going through our life, and a lot of times we go through these trials and these challenges, that we can always be centered, we can always be balanced, feel that calm within it. By calling on her and tuning in, you know, meditation is a great thing to be able to be centered and feel at peace. And when you call on her, she's right there, and she lets you know that things will pass. You know, all of the trials and the challenges will pass. And we just have to be patient and know that even through that, that she's there to help you feel that inner peace that you need. And before we move on to our meditation, I do want to mention that all of these angels, all of these angels that we meet and that you meet, they can come in either a female or a male energy. And they do this because it could be that it's your feminine side that that you need to work on, or it's your masculine side that you need to work on. So they may come in different ways, as well as they may show you how they come to you in a way that you will be able to recognize. So for myself, when I connect with these angels, I actually notice a lot of their hair. I don't know why that is, but I know the different angels by noticing what their hair looks like. And then also, like, when it comes to Archangel Michael, he has a sword and his cloak. And when it comes to Archangel Zadkiel, he has his violet flame that I notice. So there'll be different things that you may notice. It could be their facial features, be that they come to you just in an energy. So it could be just the color that you see when they show up for you. So really, when you see these things and when you feel these things, jot those down. And it could be that they come to you. Maybe it's not that you may not be clairvoyant. You may not be someone who sees. It could be that they come to you through clairsentience. So how you feel them on your body. It could be where you feel them on your body. And it could be also a gentle breeze that comes through that you feel when you ask for an angel to come forward for you. It could be through one of your chakras that they show you and how you feel in those chakras. So, you know, there's always signs that they're there. You just have to really tune in. And if you're not clear, always feel free to ask. You know, ask them, is this really you come through when I feel you here or when I see you this way? And they will give you that clarity so that you know that the next time they come forward for you, where it is or who it is that is coming forward for you. All right. So I guess we are at bottom of the hour. So let's go and check out some of the upcoming shows that we have coming up on Psychic Talk. So on Wednesday, Dr. Dax, Dr. Rose, and Angela Johnston will be talking about healing modalities and the aura. So they're doing an experiment, so be sure to join them there. And you can also call in as well. And on Friday, Sue and Dax will be joined by our newest host, Stephanie Mile, and that would be on Friday. So she is a professional psychic medium and tarot card reader. So if you'd like to meet with her, be sure to join in, and you can even call as well. And then on Saturday, Mary Brown and Dax are back to talk about giving the perfect gift with tarot. So be sure to join them as well. All right. That is great. And you can also see all of these shows that are coming up on psychictalk.net/upcoming. And when it comes to the times, there's actually a link to see what time it is on where you are located. All right. So I believe we have a few more callers. So let's take the caller who's been on the longest. So caller, what is your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, my name is Eli. I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Eli. How are you?
Doing good.
So how can I help you?
Well, honestly, I've been having a great week. I've been studying tarot, and I finally feel confident as a reader. And there's been this great energy this week that I feel like the job that I want, the things that I've been working for, are like just around the corner. Like, the things that, you know, that I really want are like just within my reach, and it's a great feeling. But at the same time, for the past few days, there's this feeling that, sure, it's right around the corner, but there's something in the way. I don't know if there's something that I'm supposed to be doing right now, or if there's an energy blocking in, or I'm not really sure, but that feeling that there's something in the way when things are just within my reach. I wanted to know if the angels had any advice on that.
So, personally, on my body, what I tend to feel is, you know, when someone's going through something, I actually feel it on my own body, in my own chakras. And right now what I'm sensing is right behind the heart. So your heart has two energies. So it's the giving and the receiving. And what I'm sensing is on the receiving end of your heart. So when is the last time you did anything for yourself?
I think at least every other day I do something for myself. Where it is, go to some place that I want.
But how about like something that you really like desire? Like, you know, something that you really truly love to do.
I would say maybe last Friday.
Okay. Because what I'm sensing is that that you do need to do some more self-care. You're doing a lot of giving, and that's great. But when it comes to giving, we have to also be open to receiving as well. You know, so, you know, when it comes to receiving, that also includes self-care and loving ourselves. So it could be also that that your block could be that you really, truly need to own, like, really love yourself, really know who you are. So what I want to encourage you to do is do some journaling. And actually, Archangel Samuel is stepping forward for you. And that makes sense because he is an archangel of when it comes to love and receiving love and self-care. So ask him to help you when it comes to journaling, and all of those limiting beliefs that you have about yourself, you know, whether it's confidence issues or, It could be fears and doubts that you have about yourself. I encourage you to journal, and it could be that when it comes to, you said you're studying tarot, it could be that you have some limiting beliefs on that, and others as well. Really work on that this week and see how that goes.
I find it funny when you say that. Earlier when you were describing Shamuel, I remember thinking that, feeling that that energy was visiting me at that moment.
Oh, awesome. So, yeah, it's, definitely a sign, that, he's there for you. You just have to call on him and work with him. He'll show you all the different things that you need to see, as well as, we're talking about Archangel Zachiel. So he'll help you to transmute all of the fears and doubts and limiting beliefs into the divine love and light that you need to really embrace who you are.
So Zachiel, that's the angel that promotes clairaudience, right?
So Archangel Zachiel is there with his violet flame, and he helps you to transmute all of those limiting beliefs, everything that's negative that you need to let go of. And he takes those and what comes back down to us is that divine love and light, so that we can shine and really share our truth and share who you truly are.
All right. Thank you so much. I really do think that helps a lot.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for calling, and I hope you keep listening in, because we're going to do a meditation on both of them.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right. And let's see. All right. So why don't we now go into our meditation, and if you can, if you're able to sit down comfortably and close your eyes, and we're going to take a few deep breaths. So in for four. We're going to hold for four. And we're going to breathe out for four. And we'll do this two more times. Now, Archangel Zachiel is coming forward for us now, and he's standing right in front of you with his violet flame above you. And it's, you may notice it as a cloud, a swirling cloud. And Archangel Zachiel is now sending you energy that is around you, spinning around you, and going from your heart down your body, and then and then coming back up above your head. And up into the violet flame. And what he's doing is drawing out all of our fears and our negative beliefs, negative thoughts. Drawing out those doubts. Drawing out all of the negative energy around us that's within us. And take a deep breath. Breathe in and breathe out through your mouth. And as this energy moves up into the violet flame, what's going to happen is the negative energies that go up will be changed, transformed into divine love and light and positivity. And feel it coming down, showering down on you. And see and feel the light that comes down from your crown chakra to your third eye and to your throat. And to your heart. To your solar plexus. And your sacral. And your root chakra. And also continuing down all the way to your feet. Now, Archangel Zachiel is going to send you more energy. And this energy is actually going to integrate the love and light that you just received. It's going to start with the energy around you. And it's going to move up to your crown chakra. And it's going to go into your crown chakra. And this energy will go within you. And now he's going to help us ground. So if you can visualize a bright white column of light from your root chakra going all the way down to the center of the earth. When it gets down there, the center, there's going to be energy coming up from the center of the earth. This golden energy going to go up and swirl around us from our feet all the way up to our crown chakra. Take a few deep breaths. And then you can open your eyes. Now, if you want to jot down in your journal what it is that you saw, what it is that you felt with the meditation. And if you'd like to call and talk about it, be sure to dial 714-816-4628. And be sure to press 1. And I would love to hear about what you saw and what you felt. And if you need any clarity, that is something I could help you with as well. And I do believe that we do have a caller. Caller in area code 551. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Brittany calling from New York. Hi, calling from the Metro New York, New Jersey area.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm well. I was just calling to get a reading about my it's a relationship, but I want to see where it's going.
Okay. So have you been feeling any doubts about this relationship?
Yes.
Okay. Because you need to listen to that. It's your intuition telling you something is up. So what I encourage you to do is really talk to this person and really be upfront and really be have a serious talk. I know it just sounds...
Yeah, I kind of made up my mind that I possibly was going to, But do you see anyone new, for me to date?
I actually do see someone coming in for you in 2019. But right now, what I see, before we get in, get there, what I see is some issues when it comes to confidence as well as some limiting beliefs that you have about yourself. It's time to really work on yourself right now. Really love yourself. And when you do, when you truly love yourself, you send out that energy of love, and you're going to attract not only someone that you're supposed to be with as a partner, but also friendship. I see that as well. People who really truly will, yes, friendship, new friendship. People who are truly going to be there for you. I know that you're the type of person who's there for others. I can feel that. You do a lot of giving. When you really truly love yourself and really, do things that you love, you'll feel that energy come in, that new energy, and other people will sense that as well.
Okay.
So I hope that helps.
It does. Thank you.
You're very welcome. All right. So now let's get into the energy of Archangel Azrael. What I sense, especially with the holidays, we're in the holiday season with the hustle and bustle of shopping and giving and doing things for other people. I'm sensing that we really need this meditation that we're going to be doing with Archangel Azrael. And you can always call on her, even in the middle of a party that you may be at, especially if you're an empath and tend to take on other people's emotions and energies. So let's get into meeting with Archangel Azrael and her energy. So if we can sit comfortably once again, if you can, and close your eyes. And we're going to take a few deep breaths. So we're taking these deep breaths. Archangel Azrael is with us and is in front of us. And she is going to be, she has these big wings that she is wrapping us all in. And with this, she's going to be also sending you her energy, and it's going to be around us. It's spinning around us. And I also sense Archangel Zadkiel still with us, with his violet flame. So any thoughts that may still have they may be with us, it's going to go up into the violet flame. And Archangel Azrael is sending us this beautiful energy and really sensing back of your heart, your receiving end, but loving yourself. For some of us, you may feel it as a breeze. You may feel like someone's touching you in the back, on your back. Really notice that and know that she's there. And then she's going to send this energy, peaceful and calm energy within us, through our crown chakra. And it's going to cover every part of our body. White light. And her silver and yellow energy. Going down from your head to your throat, down your shoulders, down your heart. Down your hands. In your stomach, down your legs, to your feet. Then she's going to send more of this energy to us, around us. And you may feel as if you're floating a little bit in this energy. Really sense how that feels. She's letting us know that we're always supported. We're always loved. Now she's going to help us to ground this energy we have. Now she's going to have this energy that's within us, and from our root chakra, it's going to go all the way down to the center of the earth. And then from the center of the earth, we have energies coming up, a golden energy coming up, swirling from our feet, all the way up the body, into our crown chakra. And she's telling me that she is sending so much love, and that you are so worthy, and you are more than enough. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. And I hope that, you know, she really was able to help you feel that peace and calm that we need, especially during the holidays. And you can always go back and do these meditations again to really help you to feel centered and to feel, you know, less chaotic through this time. And so, you know, be sure to jot down the things that you've seen. And I have Archangel Uriel tell me that that 2019 is going to be a great year. And it's going to be a year where we take all those things that we learned this past year, all those things that came up for us. And it's going to be a year to really take action and to really come into who we truly are, to be able to shine and really speak our truth. So I'm very excited for 2019 as we get there. I know we have a few weeks left, but it's going to be very exciting. There's so much in store for so many of you. I can't believe that this year is almost over. It's going to be great. So, every show I do have an oracle card that I pull, I choose, that relates to the show. And today, the card in the flow came up. And that is Archangel Uriel is telling us that it's time to really let go and let the universe and the divine work in you. You know, it's part of that taking action and a part of loving yourself, because, you know, when we are in the flow, all these great things come to us, and all these our intuition flows, our thoughts flow. And we have to take all those in and know that it is from the divine and it's from the universe telling us that, you know, that is something that we need to do. And also what is shown to me is if there's anything that comes at you, you know, any negativity, any doubts and fears from other people that are coming at you, you know, things that they say, let it go. Just let it, don't take it personally, and just let it flow. You know, just let it go in one ear, out the other, because you know who you are. You know that you are divine love and light. You are magnificent, as Archangel Uriel reminded us today. And, you know, we are meant for so much more. So, you know, I hope that you remember that throughout this week. And I will have that Oracle card on my Facebook page at facebook.com/compassionatelighthealing, as well as a replay of the show as well. I'd like to thank everyone who called, as well as those who are listening and will be listening. Thank you. And next week, we are going to be meeting with Archangel Uriel and Archangel Raziel. They'll be joining us next week. I look forward to meeting them here next week, as well as having you join us. And then also be sure to join Psychic Talk Network for Wednesday's show with Dax, Rose, and Angela. So thank you again, and I hope that everyone has a blessing-filled week. And I send lots of love and light. Bye-bye for now.